fifth parak through the ninth parak deal with the bringing of the Korban Pesach. Mishnah Aleph deals with the timing of the bringing of the Korban Pesach. So we're going to start talking about the Korban Tamid, which came right before the bringing of the Korban Pesach. Tamid, during a normal day, Nishchat b'shmona u'mech, so the Korban Tamid was shechted, that's the Shechita, at 8.5 hours into the day, v'karven, it was put on the Mizbeach, v'teshu u'mech, and was brought at 9.5 hours, which we call Mincha Ketana. Be'arve p'sachim, however, on Erev Pesach, so we needed more time after the bringing of the Tamid, so we brought the Korban Tamid an hour earlier, so it was Nishchat b'sheva v'schetz mechsa, the Shechita was done at 7.5 hours, not 8.5 hours, v'karven, it was put on the Mizbeach, b'shmona mechsa, at 8.5 hours, bein b'chol b'im Shabbos, whether this was a weekday or on Shabbos, an exception to the rule was chal Erev Pesach lios b'Erev Shabbos, if Erev Pesach, when we're bringing the Korban Pesach, fell on Erev Shabbos, and in other words, we had to do all of the Shechita, we have to do the Zrik, we had to do everything, including completing roasting the Korban Pesach before Shabbos began, because the Seder is going to be at night and we cannot roast on Shabbos. In that situation, we would do the activities of the Korban Tami 2 hours earlier than the norm. So it was Nishchat b'sheshu mechsa. It was the Shechita was done at sheshu mechsa, 6.5 hours. That's what we called for our mincha purposes, when we daven tefillas mincha, that is mincha gedola. V'karev b'shevu mechsa, and it was brought on the mizbeach at 7.5 hours. V'pesach acharav, and the korban pesach was brought and roasted thereafter before Shabbos began. Mishnah Bey's introduction: there are 4 different actions that were required for the korban pesach in relating to the blood of the korban pesach: shechita, which is bringing out the dam; the kabbalah, the bringing the dam into a kli by the kohen; holacha, stepping, going in the direction of the Mizbeach of the Dam; and this Zrika, spritzing the blood, throwing the blood at the Yesod of the Mizbeach. So the question that we're dealing with is, in addition to those 4 actions, the person doing those 4 actions has to have proper intentions. So we're going to talk about in this parak 3 different types of proper or improper intentions. Our Mishnah is going to talk about the first of those, which was Lishma and Shalo Lishma. Lishma means when the poor person is bringing the Korban Pesach, doing any of those 4 activities, he has in mind that it's for the Korban Pesach. That's Lishma, that's proper. If he has it Shalo Lishma, he's having in mind a different Korban at the time. For example, he's doing the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, and he has in mind that this is a Korban Olo or a Korban Chatas. That is Shalo Lishma, and that will invalidate the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah says as follows, Mishnah Beis. A Pesach sheshchato Shalo Lishma, a Pesach that you did the Shechita Shalo Lishma, having in mind that it was a different korban, v'kibel, or he did the kabbalah, the second of the action, v'hilech, or he did the holach of the dam to the mizbeach, v'zarek, or he did the zrika, and any of those 4 actions he did shalo lishma, thinking it was the wrong type of korban, or even o lishma v'shalo lishma, or during any one of those 4 actions he had dual thoughts in mind. He thought it's lishma and shalo lishma. He changed his mind in the middle, as we'll define a little bit. O shalo lishma, o lishma. He started out that it was shalo lishma, and he changed his mind to have it that it's a Korban Pesach Lishma apostle. So now we're going to define, in all of those cases, this is an invalid Korban Pesach. Now we're going to define some of this. Ketzad Lishma v'shalo Lishma. What does that mean? That he had in mind initially that it was a Korban Pesach, and then he changed his mind. It wasn't a Korban Pesach. It was a different type of Korban. And that would be at any of the 4 stages, the 4 actions, Shechita, Kabbalah, Holach, Zrika. So he started out during any one of those 4 stages, L'shem Pesach or L'shem Shlami. First he thought it's a Pesach, and he changed his mind incorrectly. He thought, oh, this is a shlamim. It's not a shlamim. He should have had in mind the whole time that it was a Pesach. Or if he had in mind during one of those 4 actions, shalo lishma v'lishma, that initially he thought it was shalo lishma, and then he went lishma. And initially, for example, he said it's l'shem shlamim. It could be any korban. He thought it was l'shem a different korban, chata, sol, etc. And then he changed his mind in the middle of one of those 4 actions to l'shem Pesach, and he got back on track, l'shem Pesach, too late, because he had the improper thoughts. It was shalo lishma. The korban Pesach is invalid. Mishnah Gimel, we're going to talk about 2 other types of improper intentions. If he had in mind Shalola Ochlav, in other words, he had in mind people who cannot possibly eat the Korban Pesach. So he had in mind, I'm being mocked of this Korban Pesach for somebody who is unable, he's sick, or he's old, and he's not able to eat the kazayas of the Korban Pesach. Or had in mind people that were prohibited from eating the Korban Pesach, like somebody who was an arel, didn't have a mila, or somebody who's tamei, not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. If his intention was shalola ochlav, keeping in mind those who cannot eat this Korban Pesach, also the Korban Pesach is invalid. That's intention category number 2. And category number 3 of improper intentions is shalo limnuya. If he had in mind people that had not registered, had not partnered together on this Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, you have to have a chabura, then they get together and they partner together, but he had in mind at the Shechita that somebody, that people who were not part of this Korban, only people who were not part of this Korban, that's who had in mind he was bringing the Korban Pesach for them. So Mishnah Gimel says as follows, Shechata Shelo La'ochlav. He did the Shechita for people who could not eat it. That's intention number two, was blacking. V'shelo L'nuyav, or he had in mind only for people who were not partnered on this Korban Pesach. And as examples of category number two, La'arelim, people who didn't have mila veletmei, people who were tamei, who couldn't eat of the Korban Pesach puzzle, that Korban Pesach is invalid. However, what happens if he'd had dual thoughts on this one, la'ochlav v'shelo la'ochlav? For example, we're in intention number two, and he had in mind both people who could eat it and could not eat it. For example, people who were healthy and people who were sick, or people who had mila and people who didn't have mila. So la'ochlav v'shelo la'ochlav, or lemnuya v'shelo lemnuya, or he had in mind people that were partnered on it, and also some people who were not partnered on it. That's category number three. And now we're giving examples. As we mentioned, Lamuli Valerim, he had people in mind that the people that had Mila and people who didn't have Mila, or he had people in mind, Latzmeim Valetorim, people who were Tame and Torim. So at least one person he had in mind could eat a Kazayas of that Korban Pesach. That is Kusher, that is a valid Korban Pesach. Continuing, Shchato Kodem Lachatzos, if the Korban Pesach was brought before Chatzos, halfway through the day, it is possible, Mishum Shneemar Bein Harbaim, it says it has to be brought in the afternoon, which means after Chatzot. Shchato Kodem Latami, if you brought it before the Korban Tami, we said you're supposed to bring the Korban Tamid first and thereafter the Korban Pesach, but if somebody messed up the order and brought his Korban Pesach before the Tamid, but it was still after Chatzos, it is a kosher Korban Pesach. Kosher, obivad she'echa memaris bedama. However, you should have somebody don't do the zrika of the Korban Pesach, have somebody sit there and mix the bowl that the blood of the Korban Pesach is in, make sure that the Korban Tamid is brought and the zrika of the Korban Tamid is brought, and only thereafter do the zrika of the Korban Pesach. However, Achi Zarek Damatamid, until the Zrik of the Tamid called Damatamid is done, as we said, the Im Nizrak. However, if you made a mistake also and you brought, not only did you do the Hakrava of the Korban Pesach, but you also did the Zrika of the Korban Pesach before the Korban Tamid, Bidyevid, that is also kosher. Mishnah Dalet, Ashochet et HaPesach El Al HaChametz. This is talking about somebody who did Shechita of the Korban Pesach, we're talking about after Chatzos, and he had not gotten rid of his Chametz yet. Now, in addition to violating the Isra Bal Yomara and Bal Yomatza, there's a separate Isra that we should not be zovech, we should not be doing this zvicha, bringing the Korban Pesach, when we still have the chametz, al dam zivchi, so we can't have zevach, we can't bring the Korban Pesach, while we still have chametz in our possession, so it's over below tasef. Somebody did that, he's over this independent isra, this lab. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afa Tamid, Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, even if he brings the Korban Tamid while he still has chametz in his possession, that also violates this lab, because it says adam zivchi zevach. The single tenth zevach includes the Korban Pesach that you violate if you had possession of chametz, but because it's zivchi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the yud adds on the Korban Tamid also, that if you had possession of chametz when you brought the Korban Tamid, when the Korban Tamid was brought for Klal Yisrael, then you also violate this law. Rabbi Shimon Omer HaPesach Barabasar Lishmo, Rabbi Shimon is coming to tell us that when you bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th, in order to violate this independent law, it's only when you bring the Korban Pesach Lishmo with, it's a valid Korban Pesach. He had in mind that it's being brought for the Korban Pesach, then you're chayav for this independent law. V'shalolishmo, however, if your Korban Pesach was brought shalolishmo and having in mind that it's for a different Korban, then you are potter from this independent in love. Ushaar kol hazvachim, continuing, if you brought on Erev Pesach any of the other korbanos, ben lishman, ben shelo lishman, whether you brought them with the right intention or the wrong intention, it doesn't matter, pater, you are not going to be violating this independent love of having brought a korban when you have chametz, because according to Rabbi Shimon, that love is only implicated when you bring the Korban Pesach before on Erev Pesach, and it's a valid Korban Pesach. However, we're going to see the opposite now, according to Rabbi Shimon Uvamoed. However, what happens if you bring the other korbanos or any korbanos during the rest of Pesach, not Erev Pesach, Lishmo? So if you bring the Korban Pesach and you had in mind during the rest of Pesach, not Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is when you should have had in mind the proper intention for bringing the Korban Pesach, but you brought it during the rest of Pesach. I'm bringing a Korban Pesach. That is not a Korban Pesach then, because he's being brought at the wrong time. Potter, you're not going to violate this independent love of having chametz because you didn't bring a proper, valid Korban Pesach. Shalolishma, however, if you brought a Korban Pesach during the rest of Pesach, shalolishma, in other words, you had in mind that it's going to be a shlamim, then it is a kosher shlamim chayiv. You're going to violate this independent love. Ukashar kol hazvachim, during the rest of Pesach, if you bring other korbanos, ben lishman, ben shalolishman, whether you had in mind the right type of korban that you were bringing, or you had in mind that it was the wrong type of korban, in other words, for bringing a shlamim, you had in mind that it was a chatas or something like that, still, you are going to be chayav. In other words, when it comes to the rest of the korbanas, even if it's brought shalolishman, that korban is invalid vis-a-vis that baal, the owner who's bringing it. He didn't fulfill his obligation to bring the korban, but it's still a valid korban in general, although it doesn't count that he brought and fulfilled his requirement. That's the difference between the rest of the korbanas, that it's considered valid when it's brought shalolishman and the korban pesach and also the chatas. Then it was when those are brought shalolishman, they are totally invalid. So that's what the Mishnah completes with. Chut min achata sheshachta shalolishma. The exception to the rule is when you bring a korban chata during the rest of the Pesach and you had it shalolishma, that is totally going to be invalid. So you, if it's because it's an invalid korban, the person who did that, who's bringing it, would not violate this independent law if he owned chametz at the time of the bringing of that korban. Mishnah Hay, through the end of the parak, is going to talk about the technicalities of how the korban Pesach was brought. Mishnah Hay says as follows. This Pesach was brought, Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach was brought in three shifts. Shenemar v'shachatu also called Kahal Adas Yisrael. The Pesach says Kahal Ve'ed of Yisrael, three words that are saying basically the same thing. So we learn from that it was brought in three different shifts. Nichnas Akas Rish HaRishona, the first shift entered the Azora. Nismales Azora, when the Azora became full, they didn't want overcrowding. Na'alu Daltos Azora, they locked the doors. Taku Taku, during the halal that was saying, as we'll see shortly, during the bringing of the Korban Pesach, they would blow the Chatzosros, Tkia, Shua, and Tkia, Hakonim, Omdim, Shura, Shua, as the Kohanim were prepared to help. The Klal Yisrael was permitted to do the Shechita, but not the other three actions required afterwards. So in other words, the Kabbalah and the Halicha and the Zrika Saddam would all be done by the Kohanim. So the Kohanim were here standing in rows. Ubiyadeim Bazichai, Kesu Bazichai Zav. They were holding bowls made of either silver or bowls made of gold. Shua, Shepikula, Kesef, Kesef, any row that they were holding kesef, silver bowls. It could only be silver bowls, in other words, Shvashua, Shukula, Zahav, Zahav. And if it was a row that was only holding bowls of gold, Zahav, they would have to be holding only bowls of gold. Lo ayu meuravim, they could not mix those two. In other words, it was a hiddur for the Beis HaMikdash, is hiddur for the mitzvah to have synchronized, same color. Any roll that was gold was gold. Any roll that was silver was silver. In addition, an important comment here is that those bowls that they would collect, the Kohanim that were holding in order to do the Kabbalah Saddam after the Shechita, they did not have a base. In other words, they could not be put down. The concern is you may put it down because there was so much activity going on at that time. So you did a Kabbalah, you put it down on the ground, and it could congeal, and then you couldn't do the Zrika. If you didn't do the Zrika because the blood had congealed, then that Korban Pesach was invalid. Mishnah Vav, Shachat Yisrael, it was permitted for the Klal Yisrael. Yisrael doesn't have to be a coin that does the Shechita. However, Vikibala coin, it has to be the coin that does the Kabbalah, Holacha, and the Zrika. Nosnu the Chaver of a Chaver of Chaver, because they were in these rows, they made a conveyor belt, handing the bowl with that was full, that had the blood in it, and they handed it all the way, coin to coin, till it got to the coin who was closest to the Mizbeach. Umekabel, Asamale, Umachzir, Asareikan, and Skaver belt. First, the coin would pass on the bowl that was full, and then thereafter, he would pass back the empty bowl that the Zrika had already been done on the Mizbeach, back to the coin next to him to return it to where it started from. Coin Hakarov, Eitzkal, Mizbeach, the coin that was closest to the Mizbeach, on our conveyor belt, Zokar Zrika Achas Kenegari Yisrael, did the Zrika throughout the bowl onto the Mizbeach next to the base of the Mizbeach. Mishnah Zayin, Yasta Kas Rishona V'Nichnasa Kashnia, the first Kas, the first shift, finished what they were doing in the Azara. They left the Azara and the second shift came in. Yasta Shnia Nichnasa Shlishi, the second shift left, the third shift came in. Kemase HaRishona Kach Mase HaShnia V'Shlishi, just as we detailed all the activities of the first shift, the same thing was done by the second and third third shifts, Karu et Halal, during each of those shifts, the Levim were singing the Halal, Im Gam Rushanu, if they finished the singing the Halal while people were still involved in their Korban Pesach, they would repeat the Halal, Vim Shanu Shileshu, and if they finished the second time, they would repeat the Halal a third time, Afal Pishal Ashil Shul Mimam, but fact be told, it never happened that the Levim had to repeat the Halal a third time, because it was a very efficient process with the Kohanim working with Rizus, that they were able to finish up each of the shifts, even the first and second shifts, which were larger than the third shift, they finished everything before the Levim finished the second Halal. Rabbi Yehuda, the second repetition of the Halal. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Miyameyam, Shalkash, Lishis. In fact, because the third shift was so small, because everyone wanted to be in their first shift and second shift, because Rizim, Akdim, Lan, Mitzvahs, so the third shift was very quick, very few people doing it. Lohigil, Lahafti, Kishma, Hashem. They didn't even get to the part of Halal on the first turn around. On the first time, they were saying it to Hafti, Kishma, Hashem, Ibnei, Sha'ama, Muatim, because there's so few people there. Mishnah Ches, Maseu Bachol, Kach Maseu B'Shabbos, the same activities that we listed before in this parak, as they did it on the weekday, the same thing was done on Shabbos. Ela Shekohanim Madichim Es Hazorah, Shelo Kirtzon Chachamim. However, on Shabbos, the Kohanim were also washed out the Azorah because of all the blood that had collected there, but Chachazal were not happy with that because they should not be cleaning it on Shabbos. It could be done after Shabbos. That wasn't necessary for the Avodah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, a separate point, hopefully a little bit related, kos hayam imalei midamat harovis, because a korban pesach, if the zrika was not done, we have a concern that it could be that the blood was spilled between when it was accepted, between the kabbalah and between the zrika, and that would be an invalid korban pesach. So accordingly, we have all of this blood before the azar was cleaned out of all the blood. Kos hayam imalei midamat harovis, a kohen would fill up a bowl. That was full of the mixture of all the buds, zrako zrika achas agabe a mizbeach, and they would throw that bowl on the mizbeach with the expectation that even if there was a korban pesach that the zrika was not done, there would be a little bit of its blood that was mixed in here, and this would be machshir the korban pesach. However, v'lohodu lo chachamim were of the view that because the majority of the blood there was invalid because it wasn't the first blood that came out that was kosher for the kabbalah, it was blood that came out afterward, dam tamtis, accordingly was the good blood was batel barov, and it was not a solution to take a bowl and hope that the blood would that of the korban pesach that didn't have the zrika done would be included in there and thrown on the mizbeach. Mishnah test ketsa tolim amafshitim. Thereafter, after the shchita, after the various steps, after the zrika, now we get to the point that we would hang up. How would we hang the korban pesach and skin it? And Mishnah test is skinning it, and Mishnah Yud is removing the sacrificial parts. So the Mishnah says unkaliya shel barzel. There were iron hooks hayukvuin b'ketolim. They were set into the walls, Vamudim, and the pillars in that area in the Azar, Shabahim Tolim Amabshit, and that they would hang up via the hind legs the Korban Pesach, and they would skin them. And all the hooks were being used up already, so they didn't have a place to hang and to skin their animals. There were Maklos Dakim Chalakim Ayushim. There were sticks that were thin and smooth, and they would use those. How would they use it? Maniach Al Ksefov Al Kesef Chavero Vitolim Amabshit. They would have two people partnered together, and they would lay one of those rods, one of those sticks onto his shoulder and your friend's shoulder, and they would hang the animal from that, and they would skin it based on that rod. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, this would not work for Shabbos. If you didn't get a hook, those sticks were muksa. So what would you do? Arbasar Shechalios B'Shabbos, the 14th fell on Shabbos, so that's when you're bringing the Korban Pesach in the afternoon, on Shabbos afternoon. What would you do? Maneach Yado Akesef Chavero V'Chavero V'Yad Chavero Akseifo. What you do is you would partner with somebody, and each of them would put their left hand onto the right shoulder of the person facing him, so they would be using their left hands, and their right hands were free, and they on their left hands that were extended onto their friend's right shoulder, Vitolomavshi, they would hang the animal, the Korban Pesach, and they would skin it with their right hands that were free. Mishnah Yud, now that we've done the skinning, Kraova Hotzi Emurav, they would rip open the Korban, they would remove the sacrificial parts, Nisanoba Magis, they would put it into a bowl, and a Kohen would come, Vihiktiran Agabe Amizbeach, would burn those sacrificial parts of the Korban Pesach on the Mizbeach. On a typical day, we said we had three shifts. As soon as one shift finished, they would head home and start roasting the Korban Pesach. On Shabbos, that didn't work because that would mean that they are carrying Hotzah, Yisr Hotzah, carrying into Rishus HaRabim, a public area, their animals. So they actually had to stay when it was Shabbos in the Mizbeach, and only after Shabbos ends could they take the Korban Pesach home and start roasting it. So Yasa Kasri Shon on a Shabbos, if it was done on Shabbos, the first shift would leave Biashvila Baharabas, and they would sit on the Temple Mount. The Temple Mount was enclosed by a wall, so it was still Rishus HaYachid they could carry there. Shnia Bechel, the second grouping, the second shift, would sit in the Chel, which is outside the Ezras Nasim, and is surrounded by a low wall called the Soreg. Vashlishis B'Makoma Omedis, and the third shift, they didn't have to go anywhere because no one needed the Azorah after them, so they would stay in the Azorah. Chashecha became night. Shabbos was over. Yatzu Vitzalu as Pitchem, they would go out, go home, and they would roast their animals, they would roast their Korban Pesach, and they would have a feast, but this was only done again. They could only carry it home and could only roast it after Shabbos ended.